Pure Dog Talk is the podcast on purebred dogs. We talk to the legends in the sport and give you tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Pure Dog Talk is sponsored by ChampionshipBreeders.com. Championship Breeders is a proud supporter of the American Kennel Club, our specialty and all breed clubs, our dog sports, and the gifts of therapy and service from our canine companions. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. This is your host, Laura Reeves, and today I'm quite happy to bring you a conversation with Katie Flame. She is the Senior Manager of Programming at Purina Farms in the Event Center there. And we're talking a little bit about the idea of purpose-built dog show facilities, how great they are, and perhaps just a little bit of a teaser about the potential of developing similar types of facilities other places in the country. So welcome, Katie. Thank you for joining us.
Purina Event Center was actually more than 16 years in the making. It started back in 1994, which was the year when Purina Farms hosted its very first dog show outside, which was in our main show field. And, you know, anyone that's looking to get into the business really should try to host outdoor shows first. So you can see all the obstacles and you can see what you're dealing with up front before you make it a little bit easier by moving inside. Because if you can figure it out outside and still provide a great experience for not only the exhibitors, but really for their dogs, then once you get inside, it's going to be a breeze. So I feel like that was a really good place for us to start to get our grounding. The director at the time here for Purina Farms, you know, ever since that first dog show, was making scribbles and sketches and kind of adding to it as he went based on key learnings from the outdoor show and all the different things that exhibitors would suggest. And so finally, we got approval from Nestle because we were acquired by Nestle in December of 2001. And once they gave us approval, we made the public announcement in 2008 that we were going to build this amazing multi-million dollar event facility that would be the only one that we know of at this time in the whole world that was built from the ground up, especially for dog shows. And it's evolved to also host cat shows. But that was the original thinking, is that we wanted a centrally located, best-in-class indoor event venue that would be open to any kind of dog and cat events, but especially the nationals and the all breed shows. You know, the belief that Purina has always had is that the enthusiasts should be able to exhibit their dogs in a facility that is as distinguished both in design and reputation as their dogs. And anyone that's been here to the event center knows the minute you walk in, the one word that comes to mind is wow. You know, and then to think about the fact that this is all for dogs and now cats. But I mean, really, it's like we know how much time and effort and resources go into showing dogs. And, you know, they deserve a facility that really can reflect that back and a facility that really makes their dog and them shine. And that was the whole thinking behind the event center.
Excellent. And it's beautiful. I mean, it shows the work and the thought that's been put into it from the floors to the tubs, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. You know, we envisioned this state-of-the-art event center with what we would title best-in-class amenities that really epitomize, you know, our passion for dogs and cats, but really our steadfast commitment to the fancy. You know, Purina has always been committed to the fancy, and it's been a long-standing commitment. We haven't been in and out. We have always been there. And it said, you know what, this is kind of that cherry on top to say, we are so committed, we're going to build you a facility. And these best-in-class amenities are anything from the flooring, which is padded flooring. It's about 3/8 of an inch padding. We know that they're on their feet from sun up to sundown, and it's still going to be grueling, but at least we can kind of take the edge off by having a great floor for them. Also, the lighter color. You know, we had many choices of the color of floor, and white obviously wouldn't be the best, and neither would a dark black floor, but somewhere in the middle with this light gray, most breeds of dogs and their coat colors will shine, and they really pop off of this floor. And if you've seen photographs that come out of the facility or even videos, you can see really it highlights the dogs first and foremost. Other amenities are the lighting. You know, we have as close to natural lighting as you can get. And the lighting in the show hall is the same as in the grooming hall. So what you're seeing as you're getting your dog ready for the ring is the same thing that the judges are seeing when the dogs finally get in the ring. So there's consistency there. The other thing is, I don't know another place that has more electric than the Purina Event Center.
Yeah, good electric.
We have special made electrical boxes that have three circuits each, three receptacles. And we can pull those out from the wall, and we have varying cord lengths so we can make sure that we accommodate as many grooming spots as we possibly need. And that's definitely something that came in handy when we just hosted the Poodle Club of America Nationals, which required the most electric we've ever had.
I'm sure. I really wish I could have seen PCA there. That had to be amazing.
You know, they really transformed our building and made it look like an indoor park. And, you know, I applaud them for that, because the one cool thing for us about hosting so many nationals each year, which we host about 30 on average nationals each year, is that each breed that comes in each club, they make it their own. And so for us, it's like, wow, the poodles do it this way, but look what the Weimaraners are doing. And now the Shelties are coming in and they're doing it totally different. And so they do what's best for their breed and their club in order to spotlight the dogs in the way that they want, and in order to facilitate the activities that they want to do. Because when they come here for the nationals, the expectation is we are going to tap into the fact that Purina Farms is an all-inclusive canine competition destination, and we're going to showcase all that our dogs can do. And that is obedience, rally, agility, confirmation, obviously, but we also have nose work. They'll do tracking, herding. And when the Dalmatians come later on in May, they're going to be doing a road trial. So they're going to have exhibitors on horseback giving dogs direction, you know?
I love that.
We want to make sure that we have that property and that facility that supports any activity that would showcase what that breed can do.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm curious, I think you have really made a huge progress with housing, because the adding the trailers, that was something I thought was very cool when I was there just recently, that was people can rent a trailer to have at the RV facility.
Yeah, you know, that was something that I think was an unforeseen benefit when we first opened. We made sure that we had 74 full-service RV spots that are within walking distance to the event center. And those are 30 and 50 amp, but also sewer and water. But then down at our overflow lot, which is still not that far from the event center, we've got 47 spots that offer electric, both 30 and 50 amp. And then select spots have water. And, you know, we knew we would have a lot of campers coming in for the shows. But then we realized that a lot of people, the ones that were camping here, had one of the best experiences because they were here 24/7. And at night, when it's so peaceful across our 346 acres, they were able to enjoy all the amenities that we have to offer and just this great, beautiful rolling hills and the landscape out here. You know, that those exhibitors that would leave to go to a hotel really didn't get. And so word kind of spread that the campers were getting a totally different experience than those that were staying in a hotel. So we worked out an agreement between two of the local RV dealers to say, can people rent RVs? And they said, absolutely. And it's very convenient because the companies drop off the RV prior to the exhibitor arriving. All the exhibitor does is come in, move into the RV, and then when they're done and they move out, then the two companies come back and they pick up the RVs. And they're also on call should anything happen so they can come out and fix it. So it's so nice to be able to kind of grab and go. Move in, move out, and you have that great experience of staying on the ground for the entire show.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive. Very, very slick. And what are the future plans in talking about housing while we're talking about this? Is it something that you guys are looking at, maybe trying to build a hotel or buy up the one that just closed down the road? Or
Right. You know what? I will tell you, this is always something that's top of mind for us, saying, you know, how can we add to this overall experience? And we know that lodging would be something that would add a convenience that we've never had before for exhibitors. We just have a lot of things going on right now where if we had the choice of where to build or where to expand, we have some other things that I think are more immediate needs before we get to lodging. So, you know, one would be offering more box truck parking so handlers can work out of their trucks. And that would alleviate some of the congestion in the grooming areas for some of our bigger shows. So those are some immediate needs that we want to address in the next year or so. And then, you know, we've been working long hours to try to work with the local hotels around here to make sure not only are they dog friendly, but they're also offering the same type of amenities that we offer here. And they're offering the same kind of guest experience that we offer here. And so we have some really good hotel options here. And we have a lot of people that are maybe former dog show exhibitors that recognize the need too. And they're saying, you know what, maybe they're going to develop around our property. So we're kind of just seeing what happens from here as word spreads that maybe we need a little bit more lodging options as we're hosting more shows and the shows are getting bigger. And then if it comes to it down the road that Purina needs to look at partnering with a hotel chain and really leasing our property to them, or if we want to get into the hotel business, we will assess it at that time. But right now, the need is not immediate. It's more future thinking, because right now we're booking through 2022. And so even if we built a hotel, yes, it would be more convenient. But as far as bringing in more shows, we can't.
Right.
We don't really have the open dates.
Right.
So we don't want to oversell and underdeliver at this point.
Right. I think that's pretty impressive, I have to tell you. And I work with a lot of people. I don't think I've ever seen anybody work as hard as you do. That's just you
I appreciate going. That. You know, we love our building. We think it's phenomenal and it's very impressive. But I would tell you that it's only rivaled by our staff. I mean, we have a staff with very, very low turnover, and the average median time out here someone has spent working for Purina Farms is 30 to 35 years.
Oh my gosh.
That's on average. So there's a lot of learning that comes with that, to where we're hosting dog shows on a regular basis and we're taking notes every single year. And I think we're getting better and the shows are growing. And I think it's really a good partnership to have low turnover for staff, the same friendly faces you see when these clubs are coming back year after year. And they're looking to us to say, all right, historically, what did we do? And then what are your recommendations for how we can get better? So that partnership is real.
Yeah.
And I think we both get better because of it.
Yeah, I think it's very impressive. So say some group of fanciers somewhere wanted to build their own destination dog show facility. What would be your recommendation?
You know, the number one thing that I would recommend that we tried to do in building the event center was to give enthusiasts a say and give them ownership in what we develop. You know, I think Purina has expertise in a lot of areas, and dog shows are one of them, obviously pet food, litter. But you know what? We can always use advice and suggestions from those people that are traveling all around the country and visiting many different show sites. And so involve them in the process, do focus groups, ask them what's working, and really take those suggestions to heart. Because in the case of the event center, when it came to agility, we had one choice of one floor, and it's this padded floor where, you know, is ideal for confirmation. It's also great for obedience and rally. But we soon discovered that this isn't the ideal surface for agility. And that's when we looked around the local area and started talking to agility enthusiasts and said, you know, what is your preferred surface? And here locally in St. Louis, it was artificial turf. And that was a key learning for us. And so that's what we invested in. And we found out that that was really well received. And if we had thought about it going into it, we did from the confirmation side. But from a performance perspective, if we would have tapped into those local enthusiasts early on, I think we would have gone ahead and purchased the turf before we ever opened. So that's why, you know, involve anyone that is potentially going to use your facility in the process. So they have ownership, they have pride, and they're helping you make the right decision.
Right. Absolutely. You say you're booking into 2020 and you don't have dates. So if you're talking to clubs and giving them recommendations for, hey, you want to go to Purina Farms for your national, you'd best be checking on those dates real soon.
You know, and that's really it, because it is at no cost to the club to just hold dates. Contact us, because we're booking through 2022, and, you know, October is almost fully booked, and then April and May are almost fully booked, which are our major show months. But, you know, just put some dates on the calendar, and then we'll hold them for you at no cost. And then how we work is we'll hold them up until another club inquires about those dates, and then we'll contact the club that initially held those dates and give them first right of refusal. And at that time, we'd have to move to a contract with a deposit. But until then, it's just to be on the safe side, hold some dates, and then at least we can steer other clubs away from those dates until that club has had time to make a commitment.
Right. No, that's great advice. And so how many dogs did you have for PCI? I'm trying to get a feel for what's your largest entry. What can you realistically hold there for a number of dogs?
So I will tell you, it all depends on the show where we would tell you that we're at capacity, and it's all based on their needs and satisfying them. So from a national standpoint, the poodles were almost 1,000 entries. They're one of our largest. The other one that we've hosted is the Golden Retriever National, and they're coming back in 2018. And I'll tell you, there were thousands of Golden Retrievers, but they staggered all of their activities, and there was ample room for us to host them. It just came down to setting up additional grooming that would be outside the building to make sure that we could accommodate them from that perspective. But when you're looking at the show hall, depending on how they set up all of their activities, we can host a larger national. For an all-breed show, we really think at this point, 1,600 entry is probably our largest. And again, that's just based on accommodating their grooming needs and their RV needs.
Right. Well, and I think that that gives, for that particular region, that's a pretty good size facility. I think that I'd be curious to see what you thought about building a larger facility in another area. Is that something that you would think would be useful, or do you think you're pretty much right on target for size?
No, you know what? I think we have a good template here. And I think that we could replicate it in other areas and it might potentially work. But again, I haven't looked into those other areas yet and to involve local enthusiasts and really to study the landscape to say, you know what? If we're talking East Coast, maybe there are much bigger shows that we need to accommodate. And so we do need to adjust the footprint. So I think we're open to that. You know, the one thing that we kind of keep in mind too is that, you know, Purina has manufacturing facilities all around the country, more than 20 different manufacturing facilities. So it would make sense if we were going to expand and really build another Purina event center. It would be on the East Coast or the West Coast and or both. And it would most likely be near one of our manufacturing facilities. So, you know, we have one in Flagstaff, Arizona. That's a great place to have a West Coast show. We also have manufacturing facilities in Pennsylvania. And so that might be another one that we would consider. So that's always something that is on the horizon as something we can look at. But at this point, we're focusing all of our efforts on expanding what we have currently here to get the best possible footprint. So when it comes to replicating it, we can do it in the right way.
Right. You've got it nailed down. You're not reinventing the wheel.
It's tried and true and been tested. And obviously, we'll make tweaks based on where we are in the country to accommodate what their needs are locally. But at least we have a much better foundation if we've built up the one here in the Midwest.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're talking about this like it could actually happen. Realistically, is that something you think Purina would be willing to discuss? A group of fanciers from Flagstaff comes to you and says, hey, we want to build the thing here. What do you think? Would they be interested in that, do you suppose?
You know, I never want to say no. I just know this along with lodging is probably a 5 to 10 year out discussion. And especially in the tough competitive climate right now that we're all operating in pet food and also looking at just the economy. This is a huge undertaking, a multi-million dollar undertaking. And it made sense to do it here in the Midwest because then it would be accessible to most exhibitors, no matter if they were on the East Coast or the West Coast. And it's not far from where Nestle Purina Pet Care, our global headquarters, are in St. Louis. So this is the place that it made the most sense. And this is where we need to get it right. And when we say right, I say perfection, because I think that we've gotten it right, but I think you can always improve. And so as soon as we feel like we're at that point, then I think that discussion can happen about what's next.
Very cool. All right. So what do you see in addition to perfecting what you have? What do you see in the future? And what advice do you give people coming into the shows in your facility? Just general advice about where to go to eat. What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite hotel? Any of those kinds of things, because a lot of people are going to be coming there in the next few years. So let's give them a heads up.
You know, first and foremost, always check our Purina Farms website, because we have posted a helpful guide that gives you all things Purina and surrounding businesses and the surrounding area. So when you come, you'll be very knowledgeable and you'll know what to expect before you get here. In that pocket guide too, there's also layouts of the facility and a property map so you can easily navigate around Purina Farms. Some of our gems that we have around here, and I tell you that because we first put our staff to the test and say, what hotels have you stayed at in the area and what restaurants are your favorite? So knowing that they're locals, I would tell you that this is very good advice and recommendations. When we say Hawthorne is a local restaurant that's in Labadie, and it's about 5 to 8 minutes away, and some of the best food in all of St. Louis. So we definitely want to make that a spot to hit up. And then also, we've got two hotels that are most frequented and used from clubs as the host hotels, and that's the Wildwood Hotel, and that's right up 100, about 16 miles from where Purina Farms is. And that hotel is a little bit newer, and it has its own little village built up around it, so there's a lot of things to do. They've got a really great restaurant called Table 3 right across the street from the hotel that has an amazing wine list and wonderful food. There's also a theater behind it, so if you want to catch a movie. And then, of course, there's coffee shops and other things. So everything you need is within walking distance of that hotel. And then the other one is the Holiday Inn Six Flags in Eureka. And that one's great because it still has that charm because it's a little bit older of a hotel, but they just went through a big renovation. And so now they have newer rooms and it's just a great experience. And it's only 8 miles away from Purina Farm. So it's really easy to get to and right off of Highway 44.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Well, Katie, thank you so very much. I understand that you are very short of time and I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. And I very much hope you don't wash away in the flooding.
No, you know what? We take these challenges as they come. And, you know, as they say, the show must go on. And today we've got the Cairn Terrier National. And I promise you, every single Cairn Terrier and their handler, they're here today. No one had a problem getting in.
Awesome. Excellent. Good deal. Thank you so much, Katie. You have a wonderful day. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome. You too.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. This will help share the love with others out there in the sport. This has been Pure Dog Talk with your host, Laura Reeves. We hope you can join us next time as we continue on the journey to success with your purebred dog.